What was Werner's background? And what was
He was a lot older than I. He was 18 years, almost 18 years older than I. And he had come over from Germany just as the brown shirts were beginning to infiltrate and affect the politics of Germany. So he came in 1928, I think, not speaking any English at all. He had a friend in New Jersey, but he didn't stay with him very long because he didn't want to speak German. He wanted to learn English. And he rented a room at the Y in Manhattan and used to go to newsreels and read newspapers and books in English. And that was how he learned English. And there were very few indications at all that he was anything other than an American. One time we went to Montreal to visit a friend and we got stopped at the border, and there was a fellow sitting in a chair kicked back, so he was on the back two legs leaning against the wall, and you know, where are you from, where are you going, and this guy suddenly sat up and he said to Werner, where were you born? And Werner said, Pennsylvania Dutch country, because he never carried his papers with him. When we went to leave, the man at the, obviously he was checking for this, said, Auf Wiedersehen to Werner, and Werner said, A biento to him, and on we went. But that was one time. He couldn't say castle for some reason. I don't know what that has to do with German. It would come out with a TH instead of an S. But he really, he learned English, and he was an artist. He went to Cooper Union and became a commercial artist and worked for an advertising agency on Madison Avenue before we came up here.